Here today with Sean McMahon with the Iowa Agriculture Water Alliance, and we're at the Iowa Pork Congress in Des Moines today. And water quality is a big issue with crop farmers, but also pork producers as well.
Absolutely. Nice to be here, Ben. So my name is Sean, and I'm with the Iowa Agriculture Water Alliance, and we work closely with the pork producers. Our mission is to increase the pace and scale of farmer-led efforts to improve water quality.
And when you're talking to farmers around the state, what are farmers doing?
Well, farmers are scaling up practices in a lot of different ways. You know, we're seeing a lot more cover crops, for instance. You know, we've gone from about 10,000 acres 5 years ago to about 500,000 acres today. We're also seeing more types of conservation tillage, no-till, and strip till. And also farmers are being much more efficient with their fertilizer utilization. And that goes for pork producers as well as corn growers using commercial fertilizer. But increasingly, Iowa farmers are using the right form of fertilizer applied in the right place at the right time and the right rate.
I was going to say, talk about how it's important to, when applying fertilizer to those fields, that you do it at the right time and the right rate.
Yeah, so certainly soil tests for phosphorus is a good indicator of that as far as timing. And we're seeing more efficient application and incorporation in manure. And nationally, in the corn sector, we've actually seen fertilizer use efficiency increase by 105% from 1980 to last year. So that's really incredible progress as far as improved nutrient management.
With this increase, is that something that people just kind of figured out, you know, we've got to start doing something with the land?
I think so. You know, it's definitely something that's good for profitability, for productivity, and also for environmental performance and water quality. So it's a good win-win.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
Yeah, well, one thing I'd like to say is that in Iowa, we've made a really great progress in terms of reducing soil erosion, reducing sedimentation and phosphorus in our waterways, and we're starting to make really good progress with reducing nitrate concentrations as well. But that's a tougher nut to crack, and in many instances, especially where we have tiling, we need special practices at the edge of the field. Things like bioreactors, saturated buffers, nutrient treatment wetlands. So we're working on getting some additional funding to help farmers install those practices as well. So we really need a combination of the in-field practices and the edge-of-field practices. But all of these are scientifically demonstrated to improve water quality, and we're making good progress.
Where are you trying to get this funding from?
So a number of different sources, federal, state, and private. We're working on some interesting public-private partnerships, and we hope to have some good news to announce very shortly.
And then kind of explain to me what a bioreactor is.
Yeah, so a bioreactor is basically a trench of wood chips with a drainage control structure. And so that drainage control structure intercepts the tile line and diverts some water into the trench of wood chips. And then the bacteria on the wood chips are able to denitrify that water, and it's really effective.
All right. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Ben.